Your little hands wrapped around my finger, and it's so quiet in the world tonight. Your little eyelids flutter 'cause you're dreaming, so I tuck you in, turn on your favorite nightlight. To you, everything's funny. You got nothing to regret. I'd give all I have, honey, if you could stay like that. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. Just stay this little. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. It could stay this simple.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so excited. Actually, I'm probably the most excited because we are going to chat it up with 2021 graduates of Hastings High School. Even though they officially will not graduate until Friday, I just know that they're going to sail through with flying colors, and we want to introduce to KDWA Simon Hedin, Blake Zach, and Grace Sieben. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you for having us.
I'm very excited. So here's the scoop. First of all, I want to say congratulations to all three of you. You should be very proud of yourselves. I know that people around you are very, very proud of you. And I just thought it would be fun to just chat it up about what this year really has been and then talk about all the good things that have happened, because in spite of all the weird things that have gone on this year, there's been a lot of good things in your careers as Hastings High School graduates. So first of all, I want to get to know each of you a little bit more. So Simon, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. So my name is Simon Hedin. I'm a graduate of Hastings High School as of this week.
Okay, as of Friday. I was just going to say, Simon, don't put the cart before the horse. Even though you're a National Merit Scholar, aren't you?
Finalist.
Finalist, close enough. I think you're going to be fine on Friday. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Absolutely. So my name is Simon Hedin, graduate of Hastings High School, almost. I don't know. I do a handful of things on the high school. I play sports. I'm in music. I like to consider myself a good student. I just like to get involved. I like to have fun. And it's been a really weird year. But we persevered, we kept our head up, and we make it through, and now we're kind of reaping the rewards.
Blake, tell me about you. And I'm going to try really hard not to call you Zach Blake, because Grace always says to me, his name is not Zach.
That's all right.
The two first name struggles.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm Blake. I'm involved in Peer Helpers with Simon, and I play a lot of music outside of school, involved in the choirs as well. And kind of like Simon said, it's been a crazy year, but I mean, we've been really blessed. You know, I've had a lot of great people to look up to, like Simon and Grace, and so many fellow classmates, and it's been really cool to see everybody grow.
That is so sweet. Grace, tell me about you, please.
Well, I'm Grace Sieben. I was in music, like these guys. It was really great to do the choir concert. I don't know if we're going to talk about that later, but that was the highlight of the year. To perform in front of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Instead of what? In front of your screen at home?
In front of like one person, which was Mr. Warren.
It was like the most normal thing we've done all year.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Awesome.
Well, I will tell you that was one of the most normal things and most exciting things that the community got to witness was your choir concerts. And I know there were so many choir concerts, band concerts. It really feels like the world is kind of returning to normal.
Absolutely.
How do you feel?
Yeah. It feels to me like it's about time. I think we've been sitting cooped up in our houses doing school, getting through the tough winter months weather-wise, and we've been looking forward to summer. We've been looking forward to sunny skies and days out on the water, and it's finally coming around the corner. I mean, yesterday was Memorial Day. It was absolutely beautiful. Got outside, got in the water, hanging out with friends, and it just feels like we're going back to normal as Hastings students, and we're really looking forward to it. It feels so good to finally be able to see folks and not have to have a mask on all the time. It's amazing.
And I think in the past I had taken conversations even for granted. You know, just general, like talking to people that I wasn't necessarily friends with or that I didn't know super well. But now every single time I talk to somebody face to face, you know, without that mask on or personally, it's so fun. It's so great.
How about you, Grace? What do you think?
I agree with what everybody's been saying. I agree with Blake too, though. Having friends in your classes and being able to like physically talk to them just makes school so much better versus being on a Zoom and not being able to talk to anybody.
The best part about school is not always the learning. It's,
oh, it's
getting
not?
Able to see people.
Exactly.
And getting able to talk to our friends in between classes and laugh with teachers. And that's the best part of school. And we had it for about a week. But still, I mean, we were able to get in the building a little bit this year. We were able to at least see people, even if we had masks covering a good majority of our face. But now we're getting back to seeing people. And I think with graduation coming up, we'll get to see the whole class together for probably the first time this year. It's really exciting.
It really is. Well, you brought up one of the things I wanted to ask about, and that was there are three kinds of learning, which I didn't know a year and a half ago. There's in-person learning, which I knew about. There's online learning, which is called distance learning. And then there's hybrid learning. So why don't you guys explain the differences and then tell us what your favorite is?
Well, in-person, obviously, is what normal school is supposed to be. Not quite what we got because we only had half of everybody, but it was still good. Hybrid is the thing that we were doing where 2 days in person, one day as like a break, and then the other 2 days online. And then the full online is just where everybody is online. And obviously everybody being in person is my favorite because I like being able to see people.
What about having to get up in the morning, though? Because that's one thing I think that kids really struggled with, even those 2 days. The less you do, kind of the less you want to do. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the situation was perpetuated by the longevity of it. Last year, I really enjoyed distance learning. I thought it was fantastic and loved it. And this year, it was just a pain in the butt. You know, this year, I was just looking to get back to it, looking for those early mornings and looking to get in the school any way possible. So it was a weird change.
Yeah. Sometimes the worst part of school used to just be getting up early. I know for me, sometimes in the winter, I'd have to get up early and I'd go to the high school at 6 for captain's practice for baseball. And then you'd have 7 hours of school or something wild like that. And then you go to baseball or go to like a hockey game after. And it's like, man, I just want to be able to sleep. I want to be able to do nothing. And then after like 6 months of doing basically nothing, it's like, man, I can't wait to get back at it.
So all three of you really do prefer the in-person learning?
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. I say personally, I only was able to be at the in-person for one day. So we had 6 days of actual in-person learning, or 5 days, I'm not sure. But I went to the first day, and then as soon as I got home after that first day, I got a call from the nurse saying, you're being precautionarily quarantined. So that one day was amazing. It was really fun to walk into after being in, I was in AP Gov and my class had maybe 4 or 5 students that would show up on a regular basis. And then being able to go into like a math class with like 35 kids, like I've been best friends with since like 5th grade. It was an amazing experience. So I wish we had a little bit more of that this year, but it just means that the small things that we get and the stuff that we usually take for granted, we just really get to appreciate it more now.
Yes, I definitely agree. What do you think you learned from other people about the pandemic?
Everybody's different. You know, everybody has different strengths and everybody has different weaknesses. And there were a lot of people that thrived with this. They love independence and being alone. But a lot of people that I expected to do well just really struggled. And empathy is really important, you know, in times like this. And yeah, I just think that understanding that people have differences and there's not a one size fits all.
And what do you think you learned about yourself?
I think I learned that being independent with school is harder than I thought it was going to be. It's so easy to just not do any of it. And you know you need to, but it's just easier to not do it, which is why doing it by yourself is harder.
Absolutely. Especially when you were doing distance learning where 5 days a week we have to get onto Zoom and you just sit there staring at a screen, your head starts to go numb, your eyes start to just get tired. It's really easy to just not do anything. To say, like, wake up on a Tuesday morning and say, you know what, I'm just not gonna do school today. It was a really easy thing to think. But I think I saw everyone. I know personally I grew, and I know a whole bunch of people who grew a sense of, like, resiliency. And you kind of were forced to, or it felt like the whole year and the whole situation was kind of beating us down. And, I mean, as teenagers, I saw we just kind of like take the blows and we get to appreciate the good things that much more. And we roll with the punches and we try coming out better on the other side. And I think for the most part, kids were able to do that. So I'd say that was something I was really happy to see in my friends and in other classmates and peers.
You know, Mr. Johnson, I talked to him and he said that there was a learning lag, but a character growth this last year.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe
it. And I thought that was really a sweet thing to say. You guys would agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that the administrators too, I mean, what a tough job to try and transition and stay positive and keep everybody else positive. I thought that, you know, all of the principals and all the staff too did just an awesome job of staying positive, which is so difficult to do when it's changing. I mean, there was a period there where it was like every 2 weeks we were changing things up a little bit. The schedule was crazy and it was just like, all right, guys, we can do this. Let's just keep pushing forward. So that was really awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I thought the administrative team was really positive, and that really helped. But as far as, like, saying, what did you say? It was a learning lapse and a character growth. I think that is just a brilliant way of putting it, because maybe kids like an 11th grader who maybe didn't get the full scope of American history this year, it's not going to be a make or break thing for the rest of their life, but they learned what it's like to get up early, not really have that motivation, and to be able to get through the day. And that's something that's going to help kids for the rest of their lives. I think the resiliency, like I was touching on earlier, and the empathy that we learned in this last year is something we're going to be able to take into our careers, into our lives with as families, raising kids, as husbands, as wives. I think that's something that we're going to be able to take into the rest of our lives. And maybe not learning where a comma goes all the time, or not knowing what happened in 1842 isn't going to make or break us. But the stuff
we
that
hope
we
your
grew,
teachers aren't listening, but no, I've teased.
Yeah, no, but the character growth that did happen this year, I think, is really going to help kids the rest of their lives.
How have each of you changed over the course of this last year?
I think it's taught me, like I said, to be more independent and actually get stuff done. It's helped me reach out to people, and I've had people reach out to me too to like check how you're doing and stuff like that, which just means a lot. I think it's just made my entire friend group stronger and like solidified it, because even though we weren't going to school every single day, we were still talking, so that it just made it a lot better.
Yeah, I think I've become really hungry for information. When you're in school every day, you don't realize how much that you're learning and how much that you're taking in, and not being there, I mean, you feel like you're missing out on learning information about life and everything. So I've just become really hungry to learn, I guess.
Yeah, that's super exciting to hear, Blake. I mean, I kind of felt the same way. I know I was going down some YouTube rabbit holes about
absolutely
random science stuff, and it's just, that's totally been it. It's just been, with complete downtime, you just had to learn how to get around it. And I know, like Grace was touching on, it helps strengthen friendships, because FaceTiming with someone till 2 a.m. really, you know, really gets up some conversations and really helps build friendships. Hypothetically, 2 a.m. We were in bed. I was asleep
was
by 10, right?
We
were asleep by 10.
Sleep at 9 a.m. 9 p.m.
Yeah,
so
we made the bedtime cutoff.
Okay. Good cover.
But yeah, I mean, you just grow friendships. You just start, you really develop certain interests. I know personally, I delve deeper into my interest with baseball in this last year, since like last March. It's just something I've really dove into. I know I can tell you a lot of the guys that I saw playing this weekend down at the Hootenanny really went headfirst into playing music. So people really developed their own passions. And I think that's something really exciting. Is coming out the other side of it, you get to talk to people and figure out what they were excited about, what they were learning, what they were up to in their own downtime.
What do you wish adults of today knew about kids of today?
I think adults did the best they could this past year. But I think what we're seeing is a real cultural shift in that kids want to learn what they want to do for the rest of their life now. So like if a kid is interested in welding, they want to do it now. Like they want to learn it now. And I think that over the next 10, 15, 20 years, we're really going to see kids pushing for that experience in high school and middle school and trying to work towards their future sooner, which is super exciting.
Yeah, I think it's that independence where kids kind of know what they're interested in. I mean, having access to the internet, having access to a whole bunch of different resources online, you really kind of have the chance to find something that you're really passionate about and become passionate about it at a younger age. So I think that's true. I think kids are becoming more independent and they're able to fend for themselves a little bit more as far as knowing what they want to do with their futures. Maybe that's just because we've been sitting here for the last year worrying about what we want to do
absolutely
with our futures, and we have a better idea. A
lot of thinking time.
So we might have a different perspective. I don't know if I would have said the same thing last year, but that's just what I'm thinking.
Has the pandemic put more pressure on thinking about your future?
Definitely. Before, when you picked a university or where you were going to go, you would have to think about, is it going to be in person? Is it going to be online? Are you going to be able to like leave your dorm? Picking a university is harder now because of all that, and even now because we have the vaccine. Stuff's going to change, obviously, but yeah.
Well, I'm just here to tell you as a full-grown adult, don't put too much pressure on yourselves at this age. Take each day as they come. It's all good. What would you tell your kindergarten self?
Do a little bit of everything. I was just talking to a buddy about this the other day. There's so many things that throughout my school career I wish I would have done. I wish I would have taken certain chances or hung out with certain people that I didn't. And I just didn't because I was nervous about, you know, being judged or whatever. Just take chances and do things that are outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I'd say just have fun. Do anything you can to have fun. And I think that really comes down to just getting involved. Try everything. You never know what you're going to like. That's my advice.
Grace, what would you tell that cute little kindergarten Gracie?
I really agree with what they've said. Be open to more possibilities from a younger age, because then you'll get to experience more things. And that'll be more interesting.
So. Good, you all agree on that same topic. So this is a really hard question. What was the favorite lunch that was served your whole lunch career?
Simon. Okay.
This is an easy one, right?
I had long arguments with my friends about this one. See, there's two ways you can go. Okay, so at the high school lunch, they have rotating salad bars. Okay, so there's 4 weeks. In a regular year, they have taco salad, they have Caesar salad. I forget what the third one is, but then the best one
eat salad.
Is Asian
no
salad
idea.
Week. Asian salad week is amazing. They have like special dressings. They have special toppings. It's fantastic. That combined with Tater Tot Wednesday, or as we call it in the school, Tot Wednesday, is amazing. Because the Tot Wednesday Asian salad week wombo combo is the best day of the month. I look forward to it all the time. It's the best lunch. But of course, you could go the other way. You could talk about the best hot lunch, which is obviously Kung Pao chicken. No, General Tso chicken
General
on the chow mein noodles.
Oh,
on the chow mein noodles. That is the best lunch, best hot lunch of all time.
That's something that I would pick over a lot of like takeout.
If I could have that every single day.
I don't know what they do back there, but it's unbelievable.
Oh, the lunch ladies are working magic.
Okay. It's magical.
That's for the lunch ladies that might be listening. Gracie, what was your favorite?
I really like the chicken one too. I like the one where the mashed potatoes and they put the chicken over it.
Yeah.
That one's really good too.
That is good.
We got this combined culture. This is something we can bond around the school lunches. But of course, then we could look back to the third grade footlong hot dogs. Now that's a whole different conversation.
That is true.
Those were the days.
Those were good.
So what is next for each of you in the future?
I'm going to be going to River Falls this fall. I think I'm going to major in criminology, so that'll be fun. I'm going to room with one of my best friends, so that'll be really good.
Love it.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm also going to River Falls. I'm going to major in communications and marketing. Super pumped, super excited. Actually, didn't know if I was going to go to college for a while, so super excited to get out there and get after it.
Next fall, I'm going to be going to Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, and I'm thinking about majoring in chemical engineering. Not sure if the chemical will stick around. I know I'm a math science nerd, so the engineering probably will, but
so
we'll just roll with the punches.
The last thing I think of you is a nerd, Mr. Simon.
Oh, nerd is, if I were to create a list of superlatives about myself, nerd would be at the top.
Nerds of the world are going to get ahead. It has been really a joy to get to know each of you today, and thank you for coming in today. Graduation for the Hastings High School seniors is at Todd Field this Friday at 7 o'clock p.m., and I know that all are invited because it's going to be held outside. So
absolutely
I want to
awesome.
Wish you all the best of luck. Blake Zach, Grace Sieben, and Simon Hedin, thank you and congratulations. It has been a crazy, crazy year, but you pivoted. You social distanced when you were supposed to. You did all those crazy things that we didn't even know were a thing a year and a half ago. So congrats to all of you and continued success. Blessings to you and good luck.
Thank you for having us.
And you are listening to another edition of Community In Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Your little hands wrapped around my finger and it's so quiet in the world tonight. Your little eyelids flutter cause you're dreaming, so I tuck you in, turn on your favorite nightlight. To you, everything's funny. You got nothing to regret.